ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eli Goldberg. Maseches Eruchin is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. David Siegel, L'chus Refua Shalema, Aryeh Chanoich Ben Reisel, and Malka Kreindl Bas Reisel.
Today's shiur is on Eruchin Daf Chof Aleph. The sugya begins on the bottom of Chof Mabez, Veku Demasni Lo'aho, Hamaske Bayis Raveiro, he wanted to rent a house to his friend Vinisnag and gets a nega, Avol Pisha Choltoi Koyein, even though the Kohen declared that it's Tomei has a nega, that it's Tomei, it's Oymer to be not Menat, it's the bias, still Oymer Lai Rishachol Fanecho, as long as the house is still Kayim. Not so, once they knocked down the house, Chayiv Lahamed Lai Bayis. Toises, in the Mimasta Abishachol, Avo Bishachol, the Kohen says that, he brings from the Ri, that from this Sugi, it's Mashma, that a bias, Menuga, which is Muchlat, still is Mutabano. And therefore, he's able to say a racial chol fanecho. And he compares this to the Mishnah in Bar Mitzia, that Vayin Ches, in Perek Umnin. If the one is Seichi Chamor, he rents out his Chamor, Vehevriko, Ishanasa Zangaya, means either becomes blind, or Ishanasa Zangaya is taken away by the Beis HaMelech. And there, it's difficult to use, but nevertheless, you could use it. You could be, like Rashi there explains, that you could be by its Nismas, you could be Miyasha Oysa Bedrochim, you could lead it with difficulty, you could still lead it. Or you can wait till the Beis HaMelech returns it. So then you can say Reshul Chol Fanecho. But if it's Meisoy Nishbara, if the Chamor dies, or it's Nishbara and you can't use it at all, then Chayiv Lahamdoi Chamor Acher. So therefore Tosis explains that if we say a Bayis HaMenuga HaMuchlit becomes Osabano, it should be compared to Meisoy Nishbara, and he'd be Chayiv Lahamdoi Bayis Acher. Al Korchich, it's still usable, and therefore it's compared to Hevriko Shinasa Sangayu. Which as the Shita brings from the Rosh, he explains a little more, that here too, in our case, even though the bias is only considered a dira grua, because there's Caleb, we know the Caleb in the house become Tomei, still, since it's royal dira, he's able to say Reshul Chol Fanecho, as he explains the dira ideat chak, shema dira. And the Shita adds, as the way the stipler in the Kilis Yaakov is magia in the words of the Shita, that it's not compared to the case of Mitzir Afayin Tes, where one rented the Chamor specifically L'Rechiva to ride on it. Then the Gemara says, even if it becomes Evrika, becomes blind, there you Chayiv L'Hamadai Acher. Because since he specifically rented it L'Rechiva, and if it's not Roy L'Rechiva, as Rashi explains in Mitzir Afayin Tes, because you can throw him into one of the pits, so it's not rideable. So there, he's Chayiv L'Hamadai Acher. But Shaken here, even though he rented it for the purpose of Dira, since it is Ruy L'Dira, even though Dira Ideat Chak, therefore he could say Harei Shal Chol Fanecho. And according to this, we poshed that in the Sefer, where it's Notzai, if they knock down the house, then it's poshed that would be Doim to Meisai Nishbro, and therefore we Chayiv L'Hamadai Bayis, you have to replace him and give him another house. However, Tosis asks, he brings him the Koshel Amayri, he asks on the Ri, from Teres Koinim and Tazria, the dashes by Begodim, from the word Saras Mameres, the Teres Koinim dashes, Tainla Me'ero Shalo Yehenim Imenu, that he should not be able to have Ano from it. Mashra from there, that's also Ano. And Tosis is learning from here that Huadin by Nige Batim, where it also says Saras Mameres, we would also have a Jerosho that would be, they would have Isra Ano. It means another riot from the Sugi Nivomis by Sandal Muchlet, that's more over there, that something that's Muchlet is also Bano. So if so, it should be back to have a din of Mesa Nishbra, and therefore, it should be Chayyad Lahamadai Acher. And therefore, Taisa says that Eina Chanam, we have to say that the Ba'is is also Bano. And the reason why in our Ba'is is able to say Reshul Chol Fanecho, is because here we're talking, he rented Ba'izeh, he rented a specific house. And since the house is Be'en, even though it's Osabano, he's not Chayiv to be Mayim with him a Bayis Acher. But however Tosfos says, he'll be Mafsid his Char. And it'll be compared to the din of Meso, when he rented a specific Chamor, and it's Meso in Nishbaro, then the din is Chayiv Lahamalei Chamor Acher. And the Rashi says, Oyavs it's Chori. Which means, as Eilu Shloim explains, this is based on the Gemara Bar Mitzia Afayin Tes, that we one rented a Chamor Stam, when he rented a chamor stam, so then he rented any chamor. He's mashubed to give him a chamor for his trip. So then, if the chamor dies, so then he has to replace it with another chamor. However, if he rented chamor zeh, so he's only mashubed to this chamor. So there, if the chamor dies, if he's able from that chamor to replace it from the domain of Elo and purchase another chamor, he's chayiv lahamid chamor acher. However, if there's not enough in the domain chamor to replace it, then he doesn't have to replace it, because it's not meshubet to give him another chamor, since it was only meshubet to this chamor. So there, he won't have to replace it. However, he'll lose the schar, which the Shlem explains means he'll lose the schar mikan labo. So too, in our case, by bayis there, so here, with the bayis is osibano, so he can't sell the house and use the dom of this bayis to give him another bayis, because it's osibano. So it's not, he's unable to replace it. So there, he'll be able to say, reshel chol fenecha. However, in a chanambi, he'll be mafsit schori mikan labo. However, a number of achronim ask that if we're talking about the bayis there, then it's very shver to say for why by not say is chayiv lahamid lebayis. There we should also say that he shouldn't be chayiv lahamid lebayis. He should just be able to he should just be mafsit schori. Why is it different than the ratio? They point out this. We find this mafurish in Bamitzi and Afkuv Gimel that if it was one is mask bayis lechaveiro, if it nafal and it fell down. So the Gemara says that if it's talking about it, he rented him by Yizeh, Nofal Ozalei, meaning he's not Mechuyiv, he doesn't have to replace it. He does it, as Rashi there says, because we say Mazloi Shal Seicha Garam, and therefore he doesn't have to replace it. He won't get the Schar Mikan Labo, but he doesn't have to replace it. So why is not so Chayiv Lahamad Lebayis? To this, the Achroinim answer, and there seems that this Tunis Chois had to say the Teretz. Some achroyim, the mutzal me'esh, the haflosh of erchin, who means the carbon oshom, and the base mayor, answer that the Rambam in Perkei Hilchaschiris, halach of Av, when he brings the din of Bayizani Maskeloch, where it says that Vachash Eskiri Nofal, that there was such as the Gemara Nafkov Gimel, that Einichayv of Noise, Ella Machashva Mash Nishtamish Boy, Umach Zloishar Eschiris, and he returns the rest of the Eschiris. The Rambam continues, Avl Misosroi, if the masker himself broke down the house, then chayiv lahamid lebayis acher, he has to replace it, give him another house. So they say, they want to apply over here in our case, by notzai, Rashi now sugya says, notzai koyin chayiv masker lahamid lebayis acher, why? The mishamazli the masker who? Because it's the mazl of the masker, shenechshed al hagezel al tzaras ayin, and since his averis caused it, so therefore, it's as if he himself broke down it's as he was goyrim the netitzas abayis, and therefore it's chayiv lahamid lebayis acher. And the emes is this teretz in mefurish in the biagro in Shimon Shinyid Beis of Kotan Laban Aleph, where he's going on the din of the mechaber, who's quoting the din of what the Rambam said, that by even mask abayis lechaveri by bayizeh, he doesn't have to be, and it's nafal. He doesn't have. He's not chayiv lev noisli, but he says over v'sosi b'seichas man. He's chayiv lahamli bayis acher. And that the biagro says ayn Rashi be'erichin and chofam beis the mamaskel notzli. He's referring to the v'chulu, referring to the end of the Rashi. That here he says that our Rashi is saying that since the masker was goyrim by with his ma'isim, with his averis, to cause the house to eventually be to get knocked down. Therefore, he's chayiv lahamid lebayis, and Kolshkin, if he himself physically knocks it down, he'll definitely be chayiv lahamid lebayis. And the Yamshal Shloima in Baba Kam and Perakei, Simlam Gimel, also goes like this, explains that this, that by we say, by bayis there, that's nafal, it doesn't have to be bayis, but another bayis, is as Rashi there explains, because we say, we attribute it to the mazl of the seicher. However, we're, in our case, by notzai, since as Rashi explains, it's his averus that caused it, so then we attribute it to the mazel of the masker, and therefore it would be chayiv lahamid loy bayis. Which Agavor just explained why Rashi singled out these specific averus of nechshed al hagezel loy al tzaras ayin, and the Gemara really after zayin of an al brings al sheva seven averus negoyim boyin. So in chedusha b'zalman sender explains. Because if you look over there in the Psukim, the first five Averis, the Gemara is brings Psukim which referring to Nigei Adam. So on Nigei Batim, here the Averis of Gezel, or Tzaras Ayin, here the Gemara brings the Pasuk of Nigei Batim. So where the Nigei Batim only comes, Machmas Gezel and Tzaras Ayin. That's the Rashi singled out, these two Averis. Just what still needs explanation is that why in the ratio, by the case of whether it's still Abi Shechol to Koyin, whether it wasn't not so, there he could say Abi Shechol Fanecha. If we're attributing it to the Averis of the masker and his mazel was goyim fit to become Osir, so then we should also say Chayiv Lahamid Lebayis. And this the Shach and Kudus HaKesef In you're there, Reish Chaf Aleph, Siv Zayin asks, why is it different by Choltoi? So there is, the Yamsha Shleima there seems to address as Shaila and Beis Meir as well, that since in the Reisha, that's what the Tosis means, in the Reisha, since Abayis Adayin Be'en, even though by him, his Averis, he is the one who made it Aser, that's only a Hezek Sheina Nikr. And since we don't see that Hezek in the Bayis, we don't see that you can't use it, it's just Asimano, there he'll be able to say Reisha Cholfanecha. It's only after it was not Say, and there's no house, then since it came Achimus to Averis of the Masker, he'll be Chayil Ham Le'Bayis Acher. Other Achroyim, the Svasemis and the Eilish Shloime answer differently, that the reason why by Notzei is Chayiv L'Ham L'Bayis, because they explain, again, up here the Rambam, that when Heichem, he himself is Sosra, he's Chayiv L'Ham L'Bayis. And they say here too, the Chayiv Notzei is really a Chayiv on the Bailam. As the Eilish Shloime points out, that even though Rashi says Notzei Koin, he says the Chayiv is on the Bailam. He brings a Rash in the Goyim, in Perikid Beis, Mishnevav, of course, the Torah has Koinim that says by the din of Chalitza, of Choltzai, by Choltzai Avonim, B'tziva HaKoin v'Choltzai, the Torah has Koinim says, Tziva B'Koin, v'Chalitza B'Chol Odom. And so, in the Torah has Koinim that B'Chol Odom is the Bailam. So he says, it's Masha, who did my Netitza, the din, just like Choltzai is on the Bailam, so too the din of Netitza is really a din on the Balabites. And the Koin, even if he would be Menatitzid, would only be considered like a Shliach of the Bailam. So therefore, since it's his din netitza, so it's as if Kipshuta, he's breaking down the house. And therefore, it would be chayiv l'ham l'bayis, and the Sosemis points out this sugi is good for the Mekar of the Rambam, who says sosoy is chayiv l'ham l'bayis. It's from our din of notsoy, chayiv l'ham l'bayis. And l'fizeh would be easier to answer the ratio why by choltoy, there you can say ratio cholfanecha, because that wouldn't be worse than every nofal there we say that as long as he himself is not doing it. So then, he could say Reish Chol Fanecha. He'd be Mafsit Tzchori, but he would say Reish Chol Fanecha. It's only after he was not Tzoy, which is his din, that he'd be Chayiv L'Hamad Le'Bayis. However, all this is L'shita Satoises that explain the Abayis is talking with Masker Bayizet. However, the Ramban and the Ran in Ksubis, on the Afnan Testament Bayis, it's the Ramban and Kuntres Achrin, they argue in Toises, and they say that Abayis has to be talking about a Masker Bayistam. And they, Gufa say mikoyach this kasha, because if we're talking about bayizeh, why would the sefer say notzei chayiv l'hamad le'bayiz? The Gemara says in Bamitziyah Kuf Gimel, which we quoted earlier, that nafal bayiz, but if he only said bayizeh, it's also like he's not mechuyif to be mamad le'bayiz acher. So therefore they say al korchich al bayiz, so must be talking about his mask is just a bayiz tam. And there the Gemara says in the Mishnah in Kuf Gimel in the Bamitziyah says by mask bayiz v'nafal. And then my bias stamina was not foul, then he is the chayv l'hamad le'bayis. He has to replace his mashub to give him another house. So therefore, according to the Salafid Ramban and the Ran, now behold the kushas atoys l'duchte. So since last Tosis proved that a bias haminuga, hamuchlet, is osaban no, so why in the ratio could we say a ratio chol fanecha? It should be like meisa nishbaro. We should not by if he's masker chamor stam and it's meisa nishbaro, there he has to replace it. So how can we say a ratio chol fanecha? So to this shach and kudas hakesef, which we mentioned earlier in Sim Reish Chaf Aleph in Yerdeo Siv Zayin, he answers that Toises brought a raya from the Toras Koyin that said by begodim. That there's a din of shleya henemi menu. Tein la me'eiro shleya henemi menu. So the Shach says it could be that din is only yuchad by begodim, by nigi begodim. Mashenkein by nigi batim, there be mutimano. And he goes on to explain that it could be the reason why by begodim it's also there the Torah's claim says is isano. Even though by both ways it says mamaris, because by begodim it says it twice. So if in the yitul loshin the Torah's claim dash and it's osamano. Mashenka by Batim, where it's only mentioned once, Tzeras Mameris, there we don't have the Yitut to say that it's Asamano. And he points out, although the carbon iron in this Pirish and Toyas Kainim, he explains the Pshan and Toyas Kainim is because we dash him from the word itself of, that it's, rather, since it didn't say Tzeras Me'ero, which would be a descriptive, a Toyer for the word Tzeras, rather it says Mameris, so there from there we dash in that Tainla Me'ero, Shalayu Hanemi Menu. So if it's just if it's in the word itself, so within by Batim, where it says Tzeras Mameres, we would also Lachayru Dashin that should be Asamano. But he says it's not muchach. Man, it could be the pshat is like he explained, and therefore we could hold in the shittas Ramban and Ran that they hold that only by beggar it's osamano and by batim it's not osamano. And in conclusion, even if you'll say that the Torah is kainim held that it's osa even by bayis, we could still say that the Ramban and Ran they explained the our braiso. Like there's a mefusha machlokes in the Yerushalmi in Paragimel in Orla Locha Gimel that they add the machlokes there if the bayis is osir bahano or not, and could be they understood our rights like that shita that bayis will be mutmano and therefore he's able to say hayal shachol fanecho. The braiser continues discussing the case of one who's masked bayis lechaveroi and says ekdishay hador be malas chal hektish. And that the Gemara questions, Gdisha Hadorboy, which more understood means the Seicher, Hechim Atzim Akdish Lo, Ishki Akdish Beisei, Kodish Amr Achmono, Ma Beisei Bershusei, Avkol Bershusei. So the Ramban in Ksubas and Daphne Testament Beis in the Kunshas Achron is bothered that it is Bershusei Seicher. Why is the Gemara say it's not Bershusei? So he says the Gemara is Shitfa, where the Kavanas Gemara means Ma Beisei, it needs to be Shaloi, Avkol. It needs to be shaloi lafukid aseicha. That's not shaloi. This is referring to the two gemaras in Baba Kama, one in Samachesim Beis, and one in Samachtesim Beis. That one comes to that we have dash ma beisai. It has to be shaloi uber shusai. So too the kud of our gemara is coming to lafukid that has to be shaloi. And this the gemara continues. Hachi kamek dishe maskir hador b'malas chale hektish, meaning that the maskir is the one who is makdishid, and therefore the seicher has to be played peischar to hektish. So Taisus here points out that it's mashma from our sugyo that the masker is able to be makdish abayis after he rented it out, even though it's mashuba to the seicher. So he's bothered that in the Gemara and Ksubis in Daphne Testament Beis, it brings over there a case, one is that was a loiva, was a mashkin, he gave his sada as a mashkin to the malve, and there he says, sada zuz shamashkanti loch l'kshev denu, when I'm poided, tiktosh, it should become kaddish. Then it could be kaddish. After he's played it. So Taisa Medayik, only then is it Kaddish, but while it's Meshubah to the Malveh, he can't be Makdashit. So Maishna, from here, thereby, when it's Meshubah to the Seicher, that the mask is able to be Makdashit. This question and related questions is discussed by many Rishonim throughout many Sugis in Shas, in Bava Kama, in Ksubis, in Adorim. I'll just focus on some of the truths that Taisa offers in our Sugya. Taisa, in his first Tetz, brings from the Ri, that Einachanami, this thing that with Mvun Erosugyo that the masker could be makdish is only the chelik that's beyond what's entitled to the seicher. I mean, for example, let's say the house would be worth $1,000 and the rent is $100, so 9/10 of the house he could be makdish it, but the part that's dedicated to the seicher he can't. And this that the Gemara says, Shteis brings the Hodam Ador by Malas Chal Hektish, which the Eilish Shleim explains means this that in our Gemara's Mavur, that there's an Isser Me'ila for the Seicher to live in the house, even though the part that belongs to him he wasn't able to be Makdish. That's because since Yeshle Lehektish Shutvis Imoy in the house, the Enkel Echid Yoch Levar Chelkoi can be Mevar the Chalokim of each one, so therefore he's considered also being living in something that's Meshtayich to Hektish, and therefore there will be an Isser Me'ila. However, the Gemara in Ksubis, which says he's only able to be makdish after he gets it, after he's paid it, so that Taisa says is this means when he wants to be makdish the entire sada, then he'll have to wait till he's paid it. And then Taisa means another teretz, v'yesh mechalkin, and someone mechalik between a masker and a loive, that dafka a loive, that he won't get back his field unless he's paid it with mois, so it's not for sure he'll get it back, so there, the loive won't be able to be makdish the sada. But a masker, we're after this man, the shlomas of this man aschiris, it's going to come back to him, bechinam, he'll definitely get the sada back, then he's able to be makdashit. And this is Bekvege in Nagoyis to the Shach in Yerideas from Reshchav Aleph, Sivkot Mem Gimel. He's masber that this means he's makdash the bayis itself, even the chelik that belongs to the seicher, because he says a masker who's getting back, who will definitely get back his bayis, that his even a kedusha's dom is able to mafkia a shibut. Ashenkin a loiva won't definitely get it back. Then his kedusha's dom cannot be mafkia the shibut that he has to the malve. Taisus further on asks the kasha from a teseft and bamitzia that our gemara's mashma that the mask is able to be makdish, and being that the teseft says that omer baal bayis v'hikdisha ain't a mekudeshes. It's not mekudesh at shetarzel rishusai. So there it's mashal, it can't be makdish. Now the sugi is mashal, it could be makdish. So today's Taisa says that this is the Tesefta said, that the mask can't be makdish, that's talking about hiktim loischori. Meaning he gave the money up front. He paid the rental up front. So there he's unable to makdish it. V'hochen, our sugi, Mayri is talking b'shaloi hiktim loischori. He didn't pay the money up front. As we know, the sugi says, you can pay his schir, is only mishtalemis el libisayv, or mitchilabat saif. So there, one could be makdish it. And he brings that the Yishalmi in Pesachim is also mashma like this, the schilik of hiktim leischari, lo hiktim leischari. The question is, what's the difference between hiktim leischari and that? And really the Rosh in Nedarim, in Perikei, Sim Beis, is bothered with this Yishalmi. That Maishnov, he's makdim leischari, because every Yishiris, he always has a kinyan, you know, he has to be kainit with either Shtavach or Chazaka. So what's he moisiv if he also gives the Kesef Biyad? Why does that change the status of the Schiris? To this, Rabbi Chanan and Kairi Tzaris in Simon Gimel, Sifkan Tes, and also the Stipling Kilis Yaakov in Simon Hay, a masber that Tashlumei Schiris is Shayich in two Eifanim. He says, number one, which is the normal way of Schiris, is that you pay Ba'adish Tamshis. And when you make a Kenyan, it's just for the right to be Mishtamish with the Maskir's bias. And in this case, the guf is not yours for the shamshis, just you have a shibud on the bias shal maskir to be mishnamish with his. And in such an oifen, you're gonna pay, either it's mitchil vat soif, or ein l'schiris el l'besoif. And in this case, since the guf is not yours, therefore, the maskir is able to be makdish the bias, and be mafkia, any shibud schus that you have in this bias for your schiris. Mashaik in the case, by one who's makdim scharoi, there, it's not the pshat that it's a toyer salva on what I'll eventually owe you for the shtamshas of the schiris. Rather, there the pshat is, it's working entirely different. I'm paying you for the kinyan. Like anytime I buy something, right away it becomes mine, and I'm the schaif to pay you the dam for it. So there, when I give you the money up front, the pshat is, I'm being kinda the actual guf, the payers. And now it becomes mine, and when I'm mishtamish, I'm being mishtamish bishali. It's mine that I'm being mishtamish with it. So since when I was koin at miyad, and I took it, became shal seicher, it's the guf, the peiris that belongs to the seicher. Here, the masker has no shlita on that bias, and therefore, in this case, the Yishalmi that they have to hold, he'll be unable to be makdish, the masker will not be able to makdish that bias. This Taibu just points out that even though, in the case of Hiktim Leisara, he says that's pashit, that the masker owns the actual kinyan haguf of the bayis, and that he's able to be makdish. Still, it's mevu in the Tosefta, the way Tosefta is learning that the seichel will be mutter to be living that bayis, and the hekdish of the masker would not ask him. So he says this lechayr comes down. Now, like Tosefta said earlier, that when there's a shutvus between hekdish and the seichel is not allowed to live in the bayis. So he says ulai Tosefta here was chayzer from his first teretz. However, there are banning subis and afnites in the Ran over there as well. And also the Ran in the Dharma, Daf Mem Vav and Beis, have different shita. And they also go on the stira, the Tosis asked, that our sugi's mash of the masker could be makdish the bayis. And the Gemara in Ksuba says that the loive cannot be makdish the bayis that's mamushkin to the malve. So they say that our sugi is discussing only a bayis, you rented a bayis tam. This is like we mentioned earlier, the Ramban and the Ran improved from the ratio of the Bayis, which says, Notzoy Chayv Lahamad Le Bayis, that can only be true by a Bayis Tam. So since it was told me he rented a Bayis Tam, so therefore this house is not Meshubid to the Seicher. So when you Vimakdish it, the Hektish is Chal on this Bayis, and you'll have to replace and give the Seicher a different house. Mashenkein, if you rented in Bayis there, you rented a Bayis Miyuchid, there, and there, even though you could be makdish, whatever you own in the bayis, the kinyan aguf that you have in the bayis, you could be makdish, but you can't affect the schus of the seicher to live there. So it comes out that Tosis Lishitosa, who learned that Al-Sig is discussing when he's masker bayisah, we see even in the case of bayisah, the Arayfanim, that the masker could be makdish the bayis and aser up the seicher from living there. However, according to Ramban the Ran, by bayisel, if he's makdish it, it will not aser the seicher from living there, only in the case where he's makdish, when he was masker a bayis tam. The Gemara continues on this that we established that the bayis is referring to a gdishay masker. On that, the Gemara asks, how could the seicher live in that house? Bim ilakoy, this is a me'ilu. Tosis asks, that Apple gave the aim mailim be mechub lekarka. There's no meila mechub lekarka. This is a gemara in meila and dafid chesam and beis. To this, Tosis answers they have to say that our sugya is going ali be the Rav, who said in the gemara in chulin dafta zayin that what is mishtachve lebayis to nabay avodah zara. Also, he asks it because Rav Shita that tolsha the b'sayif chibroi have a tolish has a status of tolish, and you know normally there's no iser avodah zara on a mechuber, but bias will become aser. And the Gemara Me'ilah and Daf Chaf applies the din of Rav to Me'ilah as well, and says according to Rav there would be Me'ilah on a bias. So our sugya is going to leave with the Rav, and the Shita points out that even though the Gemara is matche the Shita of Rav and says by Me'ilah we wouldn't have Me'ilah on a bias, still the Shita says as the dichi ba'alma, and therefore our sugya could be going according to Rav. The Rambam in Hilchas in Perek Vav Vilchas Eirchin Halacha Lamed Paskins the din of El Gemara, and he says a maske bayis lechaveiroi v'chaze v'kdishoi hareize kidesh is mekadesh the house upokas chirus imdor boy, if he lives in there hasayif imdor boy hasayicher mal he's moil. So to this the Lech Mishnah asks that the Rambam seems to be soiser to what he paskins in Hilchas Meila Perek Hei Halacha Hei that ei meila el betolish min hakarka. He was not oil. And the Rambam continues, someone's makdish a house that's already built. Hador boy, loy mol, he's not mol. So Lech Mishnah is bothered that the Rambam here paskins in our sugya. He's talking about a bayis that there is milo. It contradicts the Rambam in Ilchas Milo that there's no milo on a bayis. To this kasha, the Achroinim offer several terutzim. The Choknasim brings from the Chazon Nochum. It wants to say that the Rambam is in Hilchas Eichen is discussing a bayis tolush, for example, a bayis shebesvino, even though it's not a typical case, because the Leinochis, the Rambam is only Nochis to teach us the din of Pokas Chiris. And he was saying on this, that he wrote in Hilchas Meila that there's only Meila on tolush. And that the Choknosin asks that the Losh of the Rambam, bayis tam is not mashing like this. So to this, the Choknosin answers, and this is a terrorist that was already mentioned earlier in the Achroinim, first by the Mutzal Me'esh, which is brought by the Shah Melech in Per Gimel, from Hilchas Ishas Halacha Gimel, that he wants to say that even though there's no Me'ila by Mechub LeKarka, but it is the Me'ila there will be. And he brings a Rabba, a Chubas Rajbah, which is mentioned in the Beis Yosef in Yerideya, in the end of Sim Reish Chaf Aleph, that says it's an Issa Me'ila by Mechubber. As well, the Michas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Chav Zayin also originally wanted to say this Teretz, that the Rambam means there's an Issa Meila. So, but the Rambam said mol doesn't mean there's a mol with a din carbon, just means mol as an Issa Meila. The Michas Chinuch there is Mesupik, if the according to this Pshat, the Issa will be an Issa Deraisa, and that's as Mitzadi Mitchila. But Lubasai, if it comes out, that it's only an Issa Derabon. So, but to this, the Shah Melech and the Choknosin ask that it's, even though we could tie check this into the Gemara and say b'meila koi means an issa meila, but on the second kash of the Gemara that asks v'su malas chal hektish, why would he pay schar to hektish? The seicher came to mol be novak leschal lechulin. Since he's mol, the schar is yoytz lechulin. So to this, the Choknosin and the Shah Melech ask that the Rambam paskin in Perek Vav Hilchos Me'ilah Halacha Gimel that the only time that is that the Aidei Meila, it's Moitzi, the thing between Kodesh Alachol to Techulin, is only if there's a Chiv Carbon. When there's a Chiv Carbon, then it's a Schal de Hektish. But if it just be an Issa Ba'alma, it wouldn't be Nischalel from the Kedusha. So this is Masha, that's a real Issa, it's a real Din Meila, with a Chiv Meila. So to this, the Shah Melech offers a very Soidus Diketeretz. And he explains that it's Mavur in the Sugya and in Taisus and Meila and Dafit Chesim and Beis, that there's two I find him in two types of me'ilo. Number one is a me'ilo of Aitzom Yerushus Hektish Lushus Hedyot. For example, if one would be Moicher or Noisin, the Chafetzim of Hektish the Hedyot. So there, even if one was not in the henna from Hektish, then is it's Moil. And he says, this we learn out of Avodah Zarah, as the Gemara in Me'ilo and Afitche says, that the Pasuk says, the Pasuk by Hektish says, Kisimel Mal, Ein Mal Elo Shinoi. Kedachsiv Vayimelu Beleke Avoysom Vayizno Achri Abba Olam. Like Rashi's been farish, that Shashinu Atzma min Amokim la'avoidus kechavim. As the Shita says even more, Shemenichin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shuchai v'kayim lenetzach, That's the shinui that we learned from Avodah Zarah. One's mishan mishus hektish to shus choil. And number two, there's a shinui of meilo of hanoah from hektish, even without any shin rishus. That means one is just mishtamish bishal hektish, even though he's not moitzi from mishus hektish, is also meilo. And that din is numan from a different pasuk from Exer Shava Chet Chet Mitchuma, which is also mentioned on Yitcheson Al Midbeis. Now, just like by Chuma, if a Zara be Nehenna from Chuma, he'd be Chayiv. So too, when it's Nehenna Mishal Hektish, he's Moel, even though he wasn't Moitzim Mishus Hektish. So now, he says, the Shamel explains that these two dinim will be Nafkamino, Legabed Din of Tol Shubasayv Chivroy. And he says, the Me'ilah of Hitzah, which is learned out of Avodah Zarah, that is just like Avodah Zarah, which Rav Paskind, and that's what Rambam Paskind's, that Tolosh B'Seif Chibra is Dinei Ketolosh, which could be as by Avodah Zarah, as Rambam, as the Ketz Mishnah in Hilchas Me'ilah, under the Rambam which mentioned earlier, says it's because as a Chumad Avodah Zarah, like the Rikurka says, that there has to be, by Avodah Zarah has to be required M'chubim Me'ikoroi, without any Tvisas Yad Odom in it, like we learn from V'Lei Ahorim Eliheyem. That's the din of by Me'ilah, which is learned from Avodah Zarah, which is the Me'ilah of being Moitzim Mishus Hektish. However, the Me'ilah of Hanoah, which is learned out of Chuma, there it has to be Dumi the Chuma, which is Nesmayit Mechubar, because it says the Goncha, as Rashi, the Gemara brings on Dafit Chesma base, and then the Rashi there explains, Hainun the Idgin, it has to be, which is a grain, which is already Tolish, and that's Mayit, even a Tolish will be Seif Chibroi. And therefore, it's Miyashiv, the Rambam, that in Hilchas Me'ilah, there the Rambam is discussing someone who's being Dor in a Bayis of Hektish. Which one was Makdish? So there, that's talking about a Me'il of Hano. He's been using the house of Hektish. So there, like the Ram, there we paskin, that's learned out of Chuma. So there, Abayis is no Issa Me'ilah. No Me'ilah Bechlal. But our Sugya, which is Rambam in Hilchas Eirchen, which is discussing a Seicher, he says, since we came along, Schirus Liyamim Memkar, so again, the Seicher is Bob Ischari B'Teiras Kenyan, and he's been Mechavin Lohitzir from the Shus Hektish, or the Shus of the Bailim who was Makdashit Lushus Atzmai. And therefore in this case, even a Bayis, which is Tolosh B'Seif Chibroi, that's learned out of Avodah Zarah, and there would be a Din Me'ilah. And he concludes that nearly Kafta V'Ferech B'Das Rambam. And a number of Achroinim, the Michas Chinuch, which you mentioned earlier, Mitzvah Kuf Chav Zayin, and the Flosh of Erech and the Erech Elai, are very Meshabeach, this Pirish of the Shah Melech. And the Moisif, the Afloshev Erchin, and the Erkilai, and the Pshach, and Avi Ezri, and Hilchas Me'ilah, Perkei Halacha Vav, they're all Moisif, as the Erkilai says, Tzitzin L'Prochim, he wants to medayik, the Rashi now Sugyo, when he explained the din of came the Mo, Nafuk Leil Chulin, so he says, he brings the Gemara Me'ilah, the Eimoy Lachamoyel B'Megdoshim, El Behemik Lisharis Bovad, Mashainken, every other Hektish, Michimol Be'Nafuk Leil Chulin. And the Rashi concludes, the Amrinim of Sechdes Me'ilah, a Me'ilah b'chalmokim el Hashinoi, v'cheinu oima v'yimlu b'nei Yisrael mol b'Hashem, v'yavdu seba olim. So the whole bother, why is Rashi Moisif, this last, the Gemara in Daf Yitches Me'ilah? And then he brings the Pasuk v'yimlu b'nei Yisrael. That's not the Mekor that we know it's the Yitzel Chulim. That's like Rashi mentioned earlier, a Moil achamoil, b'mekdoshin. So why did Rashi bring this Gemara? So they want to say that Rashi is using this Gemara to answer Tosis Kasha. Since Tais, like Tais is bothered, that there's no Me'ilah b'mechubur, so Rashi is answering that here we're discussing the Me'ilah, which is learned out of Avodah Zarah, which is the Me'ilah of Shina Rishos, and that, like the Shah Melech was Masbir, there is a Me'ilah on a Bayis, even though it's a Tolosh B'Seif Chibroi, that has a Tairas Me'ilah. And Abshach of the end, Avi Ezri, points out further, and this he seems to be addressing a question that Rav Shimon Shkop in Shah Yosher, in Shah Gimel, Perich of Dalid, asks on the Shah Melech, that why is it called a Me'ilah being Moitzim Meshus L'Shus? Because here the Seicher, he was ready kind of the Bayis, for Schiris, and he's been Mishtamish B'Shaloi, so it's the regular Me'ilah of Hanoah, not a Me'ilah of Itzam Meshus. So Teresa B'Shach points out that this is really, if we're discussing here a Me'ilah of Shin Meshus L'Shus, a Me'ilah of Hanoah, seems to be Machlokes Rashi and Tosis. Rashi was goyus in the Gemara, which says came in the mall by Novik Leischar Lechulin. Rashi says Loigaschinon Schar, rather than came in the mall Novik Lechulin, as Rashi explains, means the whole bias is Yotzel Lechulin. To this, Tosis is miyashiv the gist of our Gemara of Novak Leischar Lechulin, and it's more mefurish in the Shita Mekubetzes, that where he thinks he's being mishtamish b'shaloi, and he's not being mechavim to be moitzi b'mishus l'shus, then it's only yoitzi l'chulin, only according to the Toivas Anoshabai, which is the schar, the mishtamish, which is the chivas chivas. But that whole bias is not yoitzi l'chulin, unless he's being mechavim to be moitzi from mishus acher. That's what Toivas holds. However, Rashi, who argued on Toises, and he yelled that Novak kol abayis l'chulin is al kach Rashi understood that the me'ila of this seicher is a me'ila of being moitzi mishus l'shus, which goes very well. The shitosai, like Rashi, like they explain Rashi at the end, that he's learning that this is the me'ila which is learned out of avodah zarah, which is the me'ila of itzam mishus l'shus. And he says, after the Rambam is goyis like Rashi, and therefore he's understanding that the Gemara is discussing a me'ila of itzam mishus l'shus, and therefore there'll be me'ila on abayis. And perhaps it could explain why it would be called b'mishtamish b'shal b'moitzi from the reshus and a masker. So we explained earlier that the standard schiris, which is only mishtalim libesoiv, is b'yisoidai hishtamish is b'shal masker. And therefore it could be the whole time when he's using it, he's really intending to constantly take the payers out of the reshus and masker and use it for himself. And therefore they held it to me'ilo of aitzam reshus l'reshus, which would have a me'ilo b'mechubar, by a bias. Moving on to the Mishnah, Chai v'erchin, v'mashkin and oison, we take a mashkin from them, Chai v'chatois, v'ashomois, eim v'mashkin and oison, Chai v'oilus, v'shlomim, v'mashkin and oison. As Rashi explains, the things that were choishish, that, by the korbanos, that he won't, that, it's not coming to kaporo, so he might be mashkin, might not pay it up immediately, and therefore, we take a mashkin. On the ratio of the Mishnah, Chai v'erchin, v'mashkin and oison, the Biskarov is misclares a shayla. Is the yisoid of this din mamashkin? Is it midin gvias achoyv? I mean, he's chayiv to pay his erech to bedek abayis. So therefore, we could collect the we come to collect money from him for the payment of the of what he's chayiv. Oidil mamashkin oison is just a din of a kvia. It's a kvias bezdin that we're koyfin ala mitzvahs. He has a chayiv to pay. He has a mitzvah to pay up his neder of erechin. So we take a mashkin from him to be koyfin him to pay up his choyv. He says, what will be the nafkamina? He says, if it's a din of gevias achoiv, then that's shayich to the gizbar. The gizbar is the baldover of the hektish. He's the one who takes care of their choivitz. And it will be his din to come to collect the mammon from the makdish, from the marach. But if it's a din of kvi ala mitzvahs, that din will be shayich to bezdin. He's medayik from Abenu Geshen, who says, Erchin, Mamashkin, Oison, Hagizbar, the Gizbar, Im Yishmafin delays, the came to Lav the Chaparosu, Enezar Litanon. So therefore, it's the Gizbar, so you see clearly it's a din of Gvias Achoiv. And the emesis is also the Shitas is Gaius in our Rashi, and it's also Mafush Rashi and Chavagimel Amid Beis. And he says this is also the Pashtus of the Mishnah on Chavagimel Amid Beis, which says the din of Chayv Erchin is Abi Shomer Chayv Erchin, Mamashkin, Oison. Oh, you say, then the Mishnah goes on and says a din of misadvin. So he says a din of to be misadvin is definitely a din of gvias achoif. So it's mash, but the din of mashkin is becoming to be goiva his erich. And that's the din of mashkin we take. So the word mashkin is a borrowed term, meaning it's becoming to take away gufa his, or his chayiv to bedek abayis. The emes is the meshachachma on the pasuk of imachu me'akecha of hemide lefnei akoyin. He over there, he asked the question, which we discussed in the previous year, that it should have said, V'omad, we're talking about the Mayrach himself, is he should be Omad lefnei HaKoyin. So he says, Ulai mikan remez to Masha Omru, on our Mishnah on Chaf Aleph, that Chai ve'erechim me'mashkinin. So the Pshat is, V'hemidoi means, the Gizba Shal Hektish is Maimid, the Mayrach lefnei HaKoyin, and the Koyin is Mayrachim. So they're all understanding that the din of me'mashkin is a din of Gvias, the Chai ve'erech. However, in the Shittas Rambam, in Perek Gimel, Halach Yedalid, the Biskrov Ansim Medayik, from the Rambam says, Chai ve'erchim v'dom me'mashkin oison, v'loichem hen balkorchem ashen nodru, ve'enon chayovin lehachzil hem ha'mashkin b'yoyim oibelaylo. They don't have to return the mashkin. So the Biskrov asks, that if we're discussing the din of being goiva, the chai ve'erch, the way we would be shayich din to be machzil the mashkin. Here we've been goyve it. It was taken for the hektish, and it's going to belong now to hektish. It says Al Kach, the Rambam understood that it's a din of kvi ala mitzvahs, and therefore be shayach din. Do we have to be marzeh? What we took does bezin have to be marzeh? What we took from them or not? So they on this Ram says, no, they're not chayiv lehachzal mamashkin, which comes from a Gemara in Bamitzir Kuf Yudalit. And it brings that we find this concept of kviya bin chosim on mamin, like the Ksoy Sachoshin and some Rish Sadi, Sivkot and Gimel discusses, is a mayach in that Indian, Medaik in the Shittas Rambam, by Hilchas Tzoko, that there's an Indian of being, that besides being koifin his guf, to do the mitzvah with koifin from his nechosim, to mekayim the mitzvah. And this is just ma'ir that the safe of the Mishnah, which says that chayve oilus ishlomim v'yomim mashkinin, the talking about the din of carbon, he says that bishleim, if you understand, it's a din of kfiyah la mitzvahs. So then we can understand the Mishnah is also discussing about kabbonis, and also we have this inyal bim mashkinin, where it's nafik kaparo, we koifin him to be makrib his carbon. But if it's inyan of gviyas achoiv, he says by kotch bishleim by kotch bedik abayis is the inyan of giving goyve the choiv of bedik to which he has the bedik abayis. It's a choivus mammon, but a choivus carbon is not an inyan of tashlumi mammon. So there we would apply the din of gviyas achoiv in the sefer. So it says it'll be mashu from the sefer more like the shittas Rambam that's in the din of kviyala mitzvahs. But however, lemaskon in a piece later on he brings from the Ritvan Rosh Hashanah and Avov, who's discussing this inyan of Mamashkinin, and he says it would, even though it might not be kviyah mitzvahs, but he says it would be a kviyah on a gviyah sachayv. Like the Ritvan said, there says, Neshachayv atzmai nechosav legvoyo el aniyim, and ukshem shekoyfin ois lefroyim, ashachayv lehedyit, shloyei koyach hedyit chomim hektish. So too, to be a kviyah to force him to pay up his chayv that he has to hektish. And like this, it says also in Shmuel Zelsky, in Zichin Shmuel, in the end of Simon and Dalid, he also makes a deek from the Rabbeinu Gershon that says the din of Mamashkin is a din of the Gizbar, which is Mash, it's a din of Gvias Achoyv, and not a din of Kvila Mitzvah. And he says, and it's mistaber to say that according to that, the Sefer would also be discussing a din of Gvias Achoyv, and not a din of Kvila Mitzvah, and the Mamashkin of the Sefer is also that with Mamashkin we take the carbon to pay up for his chayvus carbon that he has for his chayvus carbon. The Chassam Sefer in Babasta Daf Memches and in Chuvis in Yerideyas in Reishman Beis of Kon Dalid also discusses this inyan of Mimashkin by Karbonis, and he also makes a machlokes that he's medayik in the Shittas Rav in the Rav Mishnayis that he says that the Sefer when the koyfim oisayim Ashiyem Roitzani is going hechad bebezim memashkin oisai tzorch shiyem Roitzani. So from that he learns that he's going back on the ratio, meaning that when they were memashkin, meaning they took the actual carbon, then we need bezim to be koifim because it has to be done l'ritzoinai. However, in Toysis and Rosh Hashanah and Davav, there he's medayik that he's discussing it's the dinner of the sugya of kviyala mitzvahs. He's medayik the Toysis understood it's just the kviyala mitzvahs dikadin. And therefore, he says the nafkamina would be that according to Toysis, you're not mamashkin the actual behem itself. Rather, you take nechosim, you take any nechosim to force him to be mafresh his carbon. And when he's mafresh his carbon, then we'll give back his nechosim. So just a kfiyah be'alma. So it comes out, there seems to be two stardom how to learn our mishif, the mamashkin is a din of kfiyah ala mitzvahs, kfiyah's bezdin, or it's a din of kfiyah's achayif. Just to be ma'ir, although that, like we mentioned, with the Chassam Sefer, that from Tosis and Rosh Hashanah, and if you look over there in the Ritvan Rosh Hashanah, it's also mashma, it's a din of kviyala mitzvahs. However, what the Brisker Rav said, wanted to say that the Shittas Rambam is also mashma, that it's kviyala mitzvahs, yelchay yesh la'ir. Because as the whole Rambam is mashma, he's discussing the seida kviya of the choyv, it's be more mustabel l'chayr to say, like Tosis and Bar Mitzin, Afkuf Yidalid, when discussing the din of Misadrin, he says that the din of Misadrin, which is mentioned Afchav Gimel Beis, that's when the Noitul Mimenu B'Toyis Peroyin. But when you Noitul Mimenu B'Toyis Mashkin, which in that he says that's the din of our Mishnah, Achayv Erechim Mashkin Oyson, then there's no din Misadrin, and there it's Shaya Chazor. So be mashra that Toys understood the our Mishnah means it's a Mashkin, but it's not a kfiyah to pay up the Choyv. Kviyas bezdin, kviyala mitzvahs. Rather, it's like a mashkin lebetochen. You're taking a mashkin kedei to ensure that the payment will be done, but you're not taking a lechalutin. And this is how it seems. The Chasdi David in Antesefta and Perak Dalid Halacha Gimel and the Yikar Erech on Dafchav Gimel Beis, that they understood that din of our Mishnah is a din of mashkinin. You're taking a mashkin, but not as the final gviya, but as a means of betochin kedei. And they like they say they give him some time to pay at the chayiv, and eventually if he doesn't pay up, then we'll go to the Mishnah Chav Gimel and we'll be actually be goivit and be misadin. But it's all the din of the gizmo who's coming as a seder to collect his chayiv. And it would seem that this is what the Rama means, Einan Chayav and Lahavis Lehem a Mashkin, means they took it as a Mashkin until he's going to pay up his Chayav, and that, by Hektish, then they don't have to return the Mashkin. Number two, another Arab, because there's Machlekes in the Rishonim, Abish doesn't discuss when do we start this Din of a Mashkinin, at what point. So Toysus in Rosh Hashanah and Avav, he asks that he's discussing Din of a Mashkin by Kabonis, he says, if they're ready, Oyvi Baal Ta'achir, even by Chatas Vashem, there should be a Din of a Mashkinin. And if it's koidim, even by oil of Ushlamim, there should not be a dinim mashkinin. So Tosfos says that the dinim mashkinin is not yet when he was over yet bal ta'achir, but we see that he's misatzel and he's not coming to pay up his carbon and he's moitzei tzas chinam and he doesn't seem to be having, he will have any money left, then we're concerned that he's not going to pay up the oil of Ushlamim, which is not l'kapara, and there we have a dinim mashkinin. However, the Chofetz Chaim Zevach Toide is medayik in the Rambam in Pish Mishnayis and the Stimus Rambam in Perik Yudalid in Maisa Kabonis Halach Yudzain, that he's mashma that by Oilo Shlom the din is mashkin miyad. Right away we go and we take the mashkin for the carbon. So I saw Ara that from the Sevin in the Sevin of Sivas Yam that if it's just the din of Kviyal Mitzvah, like the Biskrov understood, Kviyal Mitzvah is when it's the Zman HaMitzvah, when you have to pay up. Like by a lulav, now as man, you have to do the mitzvah. So if you're not doing it, the bezel will be koifin. But he's not mechuyv right away to bring his carbon. He has till at least till the first regal, and on that, then there's mitzvahs I say to bring the carbon. So why would be mashkin miyad? If it's a din alamitzvah, kviyal mitzvahs. From there, be mashma that it's just a din of gevir. We have a right, and that since the choyv is carbon is miyad, and we're concerned by oil of shlomis is not bala kapara that he'll bring his carbon. So we have a right, else the choyv that the person has to bring his carbon, that we have a right to go be mashke miyad to the carbon to take care of that choyv. Additionally, on the other end, Taisus Sashita and Sermban and Melchamis in Babakam and Shoshan Og Dal Vehei, they hold that by Chattas Vashem, after it's ready, after Gimel Golem, already is being oiv about Acher, then even by Chattas Vashem we are mashkinin. However, in the Stimus Rambam, it's mashma that Chattas Vashem, there's never been mashkinin. This is like in other, Taisus the Orchoner's Vedaik, like the Sheet and Taisus increases on Dafid Beis, that there's no din mashkinin on Chattas Vashem ever. So to this, Shmuel says, Shmuel Zavsky in the Zichin Shmuel, in the end of Simon and Dalid, he asks that if he's being oiv about the Acher, why would we not be mashkinin? There's a din to be, best we have to be koifin to lafushim yisruel to mekayim mitzvahs. So Shmuel again says the same aside, that ein chenami, best would be mechoyiv to be koifin, also to the mafresh from Isser, and to be making bring his carbon inside the mitzvahs asay, or the mafresh from the Isser. But the din of mashkin, that's a din, like Shmuel mentioned earlier, that's a din of being goyim his chayiv is carbon. And the chayiv is carbon, since by chatas v'asham, since it's bala kaparo, we're not chayish that at the end of the day he won't pay up his carbon, so there's no din of mashkin. So even though a kviya you'll have, mashkin is entirely different halacha, and therefore there won't be a din of mashkin. So therefore, although the Biskarov wants to say in the Shita Saraman that it's a din kviya mitzvahs, you're talking loymar that even the Shita Rambam is just a din of gviya, like with mashman in the other Rishonim as well. On the Mishnah, which says chay ve'oilus v'shlomim m'mashkin and oison, Rashi points out avagav d'shlomim mechaperes asay. So to this, the Gilyan and which is really the Shita Mekubetzus and Oisyud point out that the correct gears in Rashi should be avagav d'oilu mechaperes asay, as we find the Gemara in Zvachim on Davov. However, shlom we don't find it's bolu chaparu. As the Haflosha Be'erichin at the end of the Perek brings from the Marit Al-Ghazi in Bechiris, in Perek Aleph, in Oizayin, he says, like we find in the Rambam, in Maisa Kabonis, in Perek Gimel, the end of Maisa Kabonis, in end of Perek Gimel, he says that the Mizvada on the, by Achatas, on its oven, in our Oshem, and on Oilo, Mizvada Avoyin Asei. Avoyin Loi says, Eshnitikla Asei. However, on Shlomim, Eine Mizvada, Aval Oimer, Divei Shvach. And like this is Mashm, also in Rashi, in Zvachim, and Choftesim, and Beis, the Bemasal Kotchet the Bnei Atzonin, who explains, "Go in Oyel Shem Echaperes Alasei, Ushlomim Shemayvi Doyun Litin Shalom Bein Nisal Avin Shabashemaim." That's Mashma. That's not Bala Chaporo. However, the Oyel Shlomim points out that from Rashi on Tainis, Achav Gimel Amin Aleph, where it speaks about the Chayne Magal brought a parahidah Rashi says, Lezvadis olav, v'osos micho v'heviyu shlomim. So from there he says it's mash from the Rashi el shlom is bala kaparu. However, again, on that Rashi, the Gvur Sari points out that we don't find anywhere that shlom is bala kapar, and he learns that the taichin in parido means it was a par, like the Ram says, lita intive shevach, it was bought to give it the shevach vahido. Rashi continues and answers that even though oilo is bala kaparu, choyl v'lav choyvi, unless it's not a choyv to bring the korban, lo choshev la kapara, and memela, we have a chshash, he'll be mashe his korban, and therefore we're mashkenin. Toises in Rosh Hashanah and Avov gives a different teretz. He says that since, as the Gemara in Yuma says, that by an asay, in Asa Tshuva, in his laizaz misham, asha moichna loy, so the haray, he's betshuva meschaper, even without the korban, therefore it's not similar to chatas v'osham, and therefore there's chshash, he'll be mashe, and therefore we're mashkenin. And Marie Korkus points out, this might be the Pshan the Rambam in Perek Yudal and Ma'aseh Kabonis in Aloch Yud Zayin. He says, Chai v'chatoiz v'ashomoiz, hoil v'heim ukve kaporo, therefore, b'choishish, they were not choishish that they can peshay and be mash of the korban. He says, it could be means like toises in Rosh Hashanah, that only here it's m'ukve in the kaporo. And they, mashayin can oilo, you can have a kaporo, aide tshuva. Moving on to the Gemara, which explains the din of the Mishnah, Aval Pishei Miskapelei Ashi Yisratze, Shnema L'Ritzoinoi, Koifin Ois Ashi Yeme Roitzani. And this, the Gemara brings the Pasuk, Yaakov Oisoi Milamed, She Koifin Ois Yochel Bal Korchoi Tamloi Mil L'Ritzoinoi, Or Keitzad Koifin Ois Ashi Yeme Roitzani. On this, the Gemara continues with the din of Omer Shmuel, Oilo Tzvicha Das, Shnema L'Ritzoinoi. The Gemara questions, Maika Mashvelon, Tanin, this is the din of our Mishnah, that the Oilo has to be brought to L'Ritzoinoi. So the Moran says, Leitzricha, that the Chiddush of Shmuel is talking about the Afish Lechavrei, his friend was Mafish on his behalf. Now the Tema, that our Mishnah is only discussing when they took Mididei, they took from his own Chosim to make him bring a korban. There, we need Lutzayne. Av Midechavrei, Loi, there, you don't have to ask, you don't need his Das, you could be Mafish on his behalf without asking. Kamashvalon Zim Deloi, Nichalei Delchapeb Midi Deloi Didei. And therefore, you have to have the rotzin of the miskaper. Just on this side, the Gemara explained that our Mishnah is talking about the Ma'afrish Lemididei from his own Nechosim, the Briskarov is bothered, that why do you need a special pasuk of Lertzainoi to tell us that you need, that has to be done with his rotzin? Typically, it's poshid that I can't be Ma'afrish from his Nechosim without his the Das of the Makdash. To this, the Briskarov answers that since there was a din of Mimashkin that we could take his nechosim for the, like we explained earlier, for Hektish. Therefore, it will be chal, even Balkarchai. Kamash Malon, the Nurtzayne that has to be done with Nurtzayne, therefore, Koifin ad She Yisratze. The Gemara continues and asks on Shmuel from the Braisa, the Chatosi Vashom Shal Ploini Alai, Ladas Yotze, Shaloy Ladas is Lo Yotze. However, I lost the Shalom of Shal Ploini Alai, Bain Ladas, Bain Shaloy Ladas is Yotze, as we see that when you mafish Bat Chaveroi, Bain Oilo, you do not need his Das. So the disk Shmuel answers, Kitanya hi b'shas kapor, the irtzi b'shas afrosha, he was ready in his ratza b'shas afrosha, so then you don't need his Das at the time of the kapor. Kikamina no b'shas hafrosha, and that's when you do need his Das. And the Gemara continues, upliga de ulo, that ulo said the opposite, that during the hafrosha, you don't need his Das by oilo, and at the time of kapor, then you need his Das both by chatos and by oilo as well. Now, to explain what is the svara of Shmuel, that they only need his Das at the time of that frosha and not at the Kaparu. So Rashi says in Dibamaskul Kitanya Hi, Rashi says that when did the Braisa say you don't need Das Bailam, that's Beshasa Krova, Tanya, the Hohidioi Beshasa Frosha, you let him know about it during the time of that frosha. V'irtzi, and he was in Srat, V'irtzi, and Nisratza Bedover, he was ready, mask him, and he was Nisratza to have somebody mafish his carbon on his behalf. The Biskarov is Medayik, the Rashi is Mashpah, but the reason why you don't have to let him know B'Shas Kapara is because we already told him about a B'Shas Afrosha, and we can assume that he's still Nisratza at the time of the Kapara. And this is Mefurish in Rabbeinu Geshem, who says, V'irtzi B'Shas Afrosha, Shehoi Yile Daitoi, V'adai Adayin Yeshnei Bo'is Adas, means we assume that he still remains with that Das, and he's still Adayin Nisratza B'Dover. So the Biskarov, and as well the Chavetz Chaim Zevach Toida, are Medayik, that it's Mashim and Rabbeinu Geshem and Rashi, that if he would now be, if the Miskapa would be Oma V'Tzavach and say, I don't want to bring this carbon on my behalf, then you would not be, then even the B'Shas Kaparo, he'd be Lo Yotze if he's not Maskim. However, in the Rambam, in Perek Gedal, in Ma'aseh Kabonis, Halach Yud, It's meduyig not like this. The Rambam says that on explaining the din of the Gemara, Oymer Chatosi Vaylosai Vashomer Shlom Shalplani Alai. If he says Rotsa B'Shas Afrosha V'Loi Rotsa B'Shas Akrova Ela Chaza Bay Be'Oyla Uveshlamim Makriven Umeskap Alay Behen. Even though he does not want right now, Shahari Rotsa B'Shas Afrosha. So it's clear in the Rambam, the Rambam says, even if now you chayzer, since he was nisrap kvar b'shas tafrosh, even though right now he's not willing, still you can be makav of the korban. And the Rikorkas explains that the Rambam was medayik in the lashon of the Gemara. He says Rashi learned the understanding of ledas means shahidias amaskaper. You let him know, and shleidas means you didn't let him know. However, the Rambam, he says it's not muchach. He says the Rambam learned the understanding shalei ledas is not that you don't have to let him know. He knows about it, but loy shalei ledas means it's not ledaita. It means it's not lertzayin. He doesn't want it. Still, by oylin shlomo, even though he knows about it, but if he doesn't want it, still it's meskaper as long as he's kran nisratza b'shas tafrosha. So to this, the Brisker Rav asks from the Gemara Rosh Hashanah and Avav, the Mar brings two psukim by korban that were koyfin him to bring a korban. One, and the Gemara explains that we need two psukim. Pasuk of Al-Sisa and the Pasuk of Yaakov Yisrael Tzaynoi, that one is coming for the din of where Omar Vilei Afrish, where one says he'll bring a carbon, but he's not being mafresh the carbon, we have to force him. And number two, if one was mafresh the carbon, but he's not being makav the carbon, again, we need Afrosha to force him to be makav the carbon. And Tais is there, Rosh Hashanah explains, why do we need a Pasuk beyond, we know the Kaifin, the Chol HaMitzvahs, why do we need a special Pasuk by carbon? So he says, because here by carbon there's a din L'Tzaynoi. So you have to teach us that you could be koifin even to mekayim the din of Lord Tzayna. So Rabbi Skrav asks that we understand according to Rashi and Meinu Geshem, there's a din that you need Lord Tzayna and Akrav as well. And therefore we need a special pasuk to teach us that you could force him to be makiv the carbon Lord Tzayna. But he says, but according to the Rambam, according to Shmuel, you don't need the Akrav to be both Lord Tzayna. As long as the Afrosh was done Lord Tzayna, we don't need there to be a Lord Tzayna on the Akrav. So what does the Mar mean that we need a second Pasuk to tell us that to be Koyfin him to bring back of the carbon Lord Tzayna? So today, Shmuel Zavsky in Sefer Zichin in Shmuel in Siman Ayin Ches brings a teretz that the Biskrov told him to this Kasha, that according to Shmuel, you also need Das at the time of the Akrav. It also has to be Lord Tzayna. Just what the Rambam means that it's miskayim the das hakrova idea that he was nisratza b'shas tafrosha, and the kiyim rotzin that you need for the hakrova was right miskayim in his by him being nisratza at the time of that afrosha. And he says it's been doing like this in the Rambam. He says abish eni roitza ato shahari rotza b'shas tafrosha, meaning you already had the rotzin, the kiyim rotzin was ready b'shas tafrosha, and that was ready chal in the carbon that will work for the hakrova as well. Moving on, the Gemara discusses the end of the Mishnah of Achim Yigit Inoshim, Koifin, Oysai, Achiyem, Reitzani. So on this, the Gemara says, Amr Rav Sheshes, Haiman, the Mosim, Maido, Agito, he gave Maido to Mivatal, any Gitin that he might be forced to give, Maido, Maido. The Gemara says, Pshito. The Gemara answers, Lai Tzricha, Da Asua, they forced him, Veirzi, meaning he gave the get. Ma'ad, the Tema, Betule, Batle, that they were that giving of the get, it's a Bittle, Kamashmalon, that he has to be mevatel the maido. Then came, what's the raya? Then came listening at sheyitain. The mishnah should just say at sheyitain ma at sheyoymer and the mevatel lay the maido until he's actually mevatel the maido. The Rachoyim will question: where do we see in our mishnah that by saying at sheyoymer reitzni that he has to be mevatel the maido? Our mishnah is discussing a regular person who's not willing to give a get that he has to. Now we force him until he says reitzni. Where do we see anything about being mevatel and maido? So to this, there's two mahalchim in the achroinim, and there's two nafkaminas. The machnafrayim in Gezela Simchavov wants to be mechiach from this gemara that for the din of our mishnah, for one just person has the mechuyif to give a get, it would be enough if we forced him and he gave the get b'shtika. That would have been enough. So this that the mishnah added, atchiyoyim roitzani, the extra saying atchiyoyim roitzani, Rav Sheshes understood from there, that's teaching us that by saying Roitzni, he's been Mevatel all Maidois. And this is before also, like this, in the Tesis Yom Tov, he says that it's not enough to just have Nesina alone, because Dilma Mosa Maidah, and therefore he has to say Roitzni. And it's before like this also in the Shita Rabbeinu Geshem, it says Kamash on the bottle Maidah, Vyoyme Roitzni. It's Mash with the Roitzni alone is the Oifin of being Mevatel the Maidah. And this is how the Svasemis and the Shloim learn Svasemis and Mitzayin to Chavasyon and Shuvin in Simununay, who was also noted to say like this. So it comes out according to the Shita, by with just a regular oinis, we force one to give a get, it's enough if he gave it, we force him till he gave it b'shtika. It does not need to say roitzani. We only, but if in the, for the case we gave, made a maida, then he has to say roitzani, and by saying roitzani, in there it lies the bitl maida. However, in the Agoyis from the Cheshek Shleima, he points out that from the Lashon of the Toysus in Avasugyo, and also says the Pashas of the Rambam in Perikud Mechir Aloch Yud, it's mashma that bitl maida has to be lehedim mevatl the maida explicitly, not just say to say roitzani. That's the Pashas of the Rishonim, the beginning of Hashaleach, and the Lashon of the Torah, and Sim Kufal Hamadal, it says, Le'aminon she bitl hamaida, Ashayim beferish mevatl hamaida, ve'ozi betelo. Also, the Lech Mishnah in Pergdal and Isha Zalach Aleph wants to be medayik that although the Rambam paskins by Tal Yuv Zovin, there he paskins that if he sold it b'shtiko, it's a Zvinei Zovin, it's sold, even though it doesn't say Roitzani. But however, in Perg Beis, in Hilchos Geshen, Halacha Chof, by discussing Dinov by Geshen, there the Rambam says you have to say Roitzani. So he's medayik that it's different, by Geshen you do have to say Roitzani. So being that's the case, the question comes up, where did Rav Sheshes see in our Mishnah that in the case we give some Maidah, you have to mevatel the Maidah beferish? So to this, the Alech Mishnah and the Melech Shleima and our Mishnah explain that the Diga Rav Sheshes was because if the Mishnah would just want to tell me that the case of regular, when you ma'anis a person to give a get, that he just has to say Reitzani, then we should have just said, V'chein begit enoshim. And since we mentioned earlier by Korban, you have to say Roitzani, if we would have said V'chein, I would have on Memel understood that by Gittin, you also have to say Roitzani. So why did the Mishnah again repeat V'chein B'Gittin, and he has to say Atsheyem Roitzani? So that, adding in those extra words of Atsheyem Roitzani, is Milsag of Orcha Kamashmal, an extra din to teach us that in the case where he gives the Meidah, there he has to say an additional words, and he has to Mevatel the Meidah Meferish. So according to the second Shita, it comes out, again, two nafkaminas, that number one, that when he's regular oinis, he has to say roitzani. It's not just enough to give a b'shtika. And in the case of a maido, he has to be mevatel the maido explicitly. Now why is it so that by gerishin, he has to say roitzani, and by regular zvini, by regular tayuv zavim, by a mecher, he doesn't have to say roitzani? So to this, Rav Shach and Avi Ezri in Pergdal and Ishas explains beautifully that by get, it's before the Rambam in Perkav Halacha Beis is a din that you need l'rtzaynoi. The Rambam learns from Leitim Tzachim Be'enov Melamish Ein Megash El B'rtzaynoi. So he says this is beyond the regular Kavanah Sakinyan. And he says also by Korban also this a din has to be Makdash l'rtzaynoi. So he says, so it's different that by every Mecher it's enough that you need Kavanah L'haknois. So there, if you forced him to be Makna, since Agav Oin Tzegoma Makna, that's enough. However, by Geirishin and by Korban, where it says L'Ritzaynoi, there it's not just enough that he's Agav Oyin say he does it. It has to be L'Ritzaynoi. So there he has to explicitly speak out that it's Ritzani and that is his true Ritzin. And just to end with the beautiful words of the Rambam, how it works to be Ma'anis him until he says Ritzani. So the Rambam explains in Perek Beis Halacha Chof that we don't say Ain't Oyin Onis only to someone who's forced to do something that he's not Mechuyiv Boy Min HaTorah. But he says, "Avamisha, talk for Yitzhak Ra, Levatal Mitzvah, Elasis Aveira, Vuhuken is hit, Acha Osa Dovashachayev La Soysoy, Oyash and Esrachik Bidover Osa La Soysoy." He says, "Ain't the honest me menu, that's not considered honest, Elohu honest, Atsu Medaitero, Lefiko says, Ain't a Reutzel Garish, Machashu Reutzel is Misrol, he wants to be Misrol, Vuhuken Lassis Kala Mitzvahs, Ulesrachik Menaveres, Vuhuken is a talk for you." As the Melech HaShleim brings from the Al-Shech who explains the words of the Rambam, because he says, Keteva kol yisol v'toyer nafshoy is to mekayim mitzvos. And what's only stopping him is like the Yetzer is like a ayah deravyale. And when you hit his Yetzer, he says he's poil the tivoy and megala toyer liboy, and therefore it's the truly he's giving it l'ritzaynoi. Moving on to Perek Shem HaYisayimim, to discuss one point, the Mishnah says Shema Yisayim is Shloshim Yoyim, v'Shema Hekdash Shishim Yoyim, u'machrizim b'beikur u'be'erev. The Gemara discusses Ma'ishna b'beikur u'be'erev. So to this, the Gemara says, Amav Yudam Arab, b'shas Yitzoas poilim, u'v'shas Achnosas poilim. Meaning there are two achrozes, as the Gemara explains, one b'shas Yitzoas poilim, the ikad the nichal, the mizvan, someone wants to purchase it, Amalu l'poim will tell the workers, Ezilu, Sayulu, Neali. should go investigate and check out the piece of land. And Mishasach Nosses Poilim, the Nitkad, he should recall, he should remember the Amalu that he told them, Nazel and Neshalina should go and ask them. So this is Machlokes Rishonim, we had to understand when is the Shasach Nosses Poilim, when is the Shasach Nosses Poilim. Rashi, in the way the gears that we have in Rashi, the Bemaskal, the Nitka, Rashi says, Baal Bayis Bordi, should remember in the at night, in the evening, my Amalu Poilim Betzafra, when he told what he told them in the morning. So Rashi understands that the Shasach Nosses Poilim is the first cruise in the morning. I mean, I understand, Tzas Poilim is when the workers are leaving their house and going out to work. Shasach Nosses Poilim is when they're coming in to their house. They're leaving the work and they're coming, entering back into their home. However, Tosis argues, and Tosis says that B'shasa Tzas Poilim means B'shasa Tzas Poilim Melachtan, which means in the evening, at the end of the day, when they're leaving their work, that's the first cruise. And Achnosa means Achnosa Limelocha, when they're going into their work. And Tosis explains why is, even though this is not like the Seder of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Machizim Ba'boiker Be'erev, and according to the way Tosis is explaining the Gemara, Rav Yudah Marav is explaining first the first cruise is really Be'erev, and the second cruise is in the morning. They should remind himself to ask the Poilim what he told them in the previous night. So Tosis explains because Shekein derech, that's the derech haseder. V'shein roitzel levatam imalachten. He's not going to tell them in the morning when they're going out to their work. Rather, when they're leaving the field and they're going home, now they're not working. Now he'll tell them to go investigate the field. However, the Torah in Chosh Mishpat Sim Kuftes Sif Aleph, he brings the din of our Gemara, and he says, V'keitzen machrizin, ha'kruz yoitze pamachas ba'boiker b'shas achnosas poilin, pamachas ba'erev b'shas hoitzas poilin. So the Jewish is Mefarash, you see, we see clearly in the Torah that he's Mefarash the Seder like Rashi, that the first cruz was in the morning, and the second cruz was in the evening. But he says that the Torah was Meshan the Loshen of the Gemara. The way he explained it, Pamachas Babaiker Beshas Achnosas Poilim, means he calls Achnosa in the morning, and Pamachas Be'ereh Beshas Haitzah Poilim is when the Haitzah is in the evening. So the Jewish explains that perhaps the reason why the Torah, even though he was understood the Seder like Rashi, he was Mashana and used the Loshen Hachnosa for the morning, that the Mishpashas means that the Baal Bayis is machtos them to their work in the morning. So he explains that he's coming to answer, he was Mashana in order to answer about Tosis Kasha. Tosis asks that in the morning, the Chayu, he's being mevatel them at Mimalachtan. So this he explains that the Loshen Shenachnosa means that he's telling those Poilim that are being nichnas into that field to do that Malacha, or to the Poilim who are going to the field directly above it, and they're passing by it anyway. So therefore, he's not being mevatel them from the Melacha. And therefore, he could tell them, go and investigate the field as he's going into or right above the field, and then check it out.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.